Welcome back to the table, ladies. We are in our segment two. We call this our Bible study segment. Very important. Our teacher, Connie Stampfel, is back with us in the book of Genesis. Hi, Connie.
Hello, Amy.
We are going to be in lesson 24 today, Genesis chapter 12. We're continuing on with the story of Abram. And what will be the focus today, Connie?
Well, Abram and Sarai are going to be going down to Egypt, and we're going to find that's a problem. And we're also going to find Abram's a sinner.
Oh, yes, we are indeed. Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 through 20. I'll read these, and then Connie will teach. And it says this, "Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, 'I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, "This is his wife." Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake.' When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was indeed very beautiful. And when the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram, and he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, 'What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, "She is my sister," so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go.' And Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had."
Thank you, Amy. And so we see here at the end what Amy just read. Pharaoh sent him away with all his possessions, but we can tell it's kind of a sending away that's of disgrace. Yeah. It's not, Abram was not a good witness of the Lord is God, and it comes down to Abram fearing man here more than God. But as we work through this lesson, hopefully we can learn some things, and we can also see that even though God has only sinners to work with, God makes his word and his promises stand. So we find that after Abram and Sarah come to Canaan, the promised land, that there's a famine, actually a very severe famine. And so Abram decides to go to Egypt to sojourn there, to stay for the time of the famine. And so again, even though Abram has God's promises, that doesn't mean life is completely smooth. There are problems, and he has something he needs to travel to avoid in the famine and all. And then it says he also fear, again, we talked about him having fear. It says when he was about to enter Egypt in verse 11, he said to Sarai, his wife, "I know you're a woman beautiful in appearance, and when the Egyptians see you, they'll say, 'This is his wife,' then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake." Well, actually, Sarai is Abram's half-sister. They both have the same father, but different mothers. And so it's true to say that she's his half-sister, but to leave out the fact that she is also his wife, that's not telling the whole truth,
right,
which means it's really a lie.
Yeah.
It's deceiving someone for your own purpose. And Sarai went along with this, and that's what they said when they came to Egypt. And then it says in 14, when Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. Now remember, Sarai is about 65 years old, and she's still very beautiful.
Yeah.
And so that's quite an amazing story here. And then it says, and when the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And then for her sake, he dealt well with Abram, and he had sheep, oxen, donkeys, male servants, female servants, camels. We find in that time of history that a brother could have elevated status because of his woman, or he had some responsibility for his sister. And so because of this beautiful woman who's now come into Pharaoh's household, Abram is treated very well, and he's given extravagant gifts. And so he's not harmed in Egypt, although not the best situation for Sarai.
Right.
And that's the problem. But verse 17 is very important because it says, but the Lord afflicted Pharaoh. And so even though Sarai and Abram are deceitful and they're not trusting God in this situation, God acts because God has a promise and he is going to fulfill his purposes for them. And so we find out that it says, God, the Lord, afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And then we're just going to pause for a minute and think, you know, several hundred years later, the children of Israel are also going to be in Egypt, and God is going to bring them out of Egypt, and he's going to use the mechanism of plagues to do that. And there's parallels here between the children of Israel and Abram, and then actually ultimately even Jesus Christ, because he also had to sojourn in Egypt when he was escaping Herod and Herod's killing of all the male children. Back to Genesis here, though. Verse 18, it says, so Pharaoh called Abram and said to him, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she's my sister so that it took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go. And truly, we actually have a pagan king, Pharaoh, acting more honorably than Abram did in this circumstance because he is returning the wife. And of course, this is all because of God's action of the plagues and all. Verse 20 says, and Pharaoh gave men orders concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. Mm-hmm. And so Abram leaves Egypt in disgrace, but also with great possessions. And so God has preserved Abram and Sarai and the promise, and he's protected them. But God himself has to kind of like expel or push them out of Egypt because of this thing that had happened. We have a couple scriptures that talks about how God's purposes stand, and I'll have Amy read those, please.
Yeah, these are both out of Isaiah. The first one is Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand. And then in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, it says, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
All right. And so our God's word is always true. He always accomplishes what he says. His purposes always come true. And truly, as we consider this story, and we even think about how Abram's word was not completely true, I just pray that we as women will come to understand that our words need to be true. They need to honor God. They need to be edifying. They need to be words that bear witness to being daughters of our great God.
Amen. Thank you, Connie. Well, ladies, these lessons, by the way, the individual study lessons, the written work, as well as these podcasts that we're recording right now will be available for however you would like to use them in your own study or perhaps with other women. And you can find those right under our Bible Studies tab at naomistable.com. Look for these under Genesis. Of course, we have many others, but that's what they're here for, so that you can learn and develop that passion for studying God's Word. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, Nancy and I will be here to talk a little bit about how we can look at this in terms of today's life. We'll be right back.